Hello?
Hi, good evening. My name is Alex, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. And this evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we would like to get your opinions. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
No? Okay, that's great. Now, the first question, which is part of the survey, okay, it's going to be this. In which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, unaffiliated, independent, not registered in any party, or some other political party?
Republican.
I'm sorry?
Republican.
Republican. Okay. As you are aware, very few people actually vote in Republican primary elections. Okay. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the Republican election for U.S. Senate, Congress, and Florida State House on Tuesday, August the 20th? And your options are, I am definitely going to vote. I'm very likely to vote. I'm somewhat likely to vote. I'm not very,
very
likely to
I'm
vote.
I'm very likely to vote. I will vote.
Okay. So you said you are very likely to vote.
Yes.
Am I right? Okay. Just to make sure that we speak with all the ages, what is your age?
90.
Okay, thank you. Next question. Generally speaking, would you say things in Florida are going in the right direction or they have gotten off on the wrong track?
I didn't understand the first part of the question. What was that again?
Okay, generally speaking, okay, like speaking in general, would you say the things in Florida are going in the right direction or they have gotten off the wrong track?
Well, I would say both. I mean, the Florida isn't responsible for government and what they're doing
okay.
to hurt us.
I see. The options are this. Right direction or wrong track?
I would say Florida, right direction.
Okay, thank you. Now, from the following, which set of issues are most important to you and your family right now? Constitutional issues.
I'm the only one
like,
in the family. The border,
yes.
The price of gasoline, the price of groceries. Everything's
okay.
going up,
you,
but the wages.
I understand. I'll give you the options. And you'll decide, okay? The first option says, constitutional issues like gun rights and the Second Amendment. Next, political issues like replacing Joe Biden with Donald Trump and draining the swamp in Washington, D.C. Next, economic issues like taxes and government spending. Next, cultural issues like standing up against woke policies such as DEI and transgender rights. Next, moral issues like abortion and protecting the rights of the unborn. Next, public safety like crime and illegal immigration. And last, affordability issues like inflation, insurance, and housing costs.
All of the above,
I see. Okay, but from the ones that I read, which one do you think is the most important?
Well, that Trump is reelected.
So does that mean political issues like replacing Joe Biden with Donald Trump and draining
right.
the swamp in Washington,
yes,
D.C.?
Yes, we need that first.
Okay, next. You will now be given a list of some public officials that you might be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. The first person, Nan Kopp. Would you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion about this person?
What was her name?
Nan Kopp.
Never heard of it. Is it a man or a woman?
Okay. Okay. The next person, David Jordan.
What Jordan?
David Jordan.
Never heard of him.
Okay. How about Mike Levine?
Mike Levine, no.
Yes.
Never heard of him either.
Okay. How about Anthony Sabatini?
Oh, yeah, I think he's a good guy.
Okay. And would you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion about... I'm sorry?
Favorable.
Favorable. Okay. Would that be very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Very favorable.
Okay. How about Donald Trump?
Very favorable.
Okay. How about Mark Jordan?
Mark Jordan?
Yeah. Mark Jordan.
Never heard of him.
Okay. How about Kate Farner?
Never heard of her either.
Okay. How about Ron DeSantis?
Ron DeSantis, he's good. Very favorable.
Okay. Very favorable. Okay. How about Addy Owen?
Favorable.
Very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Very favorable.
And last, how about Carrie Baker?
Never heard of him, her, Mary or Larry?
No, Carrie, C-A-R-Y, and then
Carrie.
Baker.
I never heard of her.
Carrie. Okay, thank you. Now, if the Republican primary election for Florida State House on Tuesday, August the 20th, were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Nan Kopp, Addy Owen, Mike Levine, or Kate Farner?
Addy Owen.
I'm sorry?
Addy Owen.
Thank you. Now, and would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Addy Owen?
Probably.
Okay. And thank you for your time. We appreciate your answers. And from the same list of candidates, who will be your second choice in the Republican primary election for Florida State House? Nan Kopp, Mike Levine, or Kate Farner?
I'm going to have to check on those people first. I don't know yet.
Okay. Next
I never
question.
Heard of any of them. I hope I get a slip of paper or something that says who's running, and then I check up on all the backgrounds and what they believe in.
Gotcha. Okay. Thank you. Now, compared to 4 years ago, okay, would you say your personal financial situation has gotten better, gotten worse, or not changed much?
It's gotten a lot worse.
Got it. Okay. Thank you. And again, we appreciate your time. Now, just to let you know, we're at 50% of the survey, so we're almost done, okay?
Oh, that's
now,
only 50% of it?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
That's... But we've been like 5 minutes, so we're almost done. So don't worry, I'll do my best to have this done quick for you, okay? Now,
okay.
I'm doing my best, okay? Generally speaking, I don't have a score, because this is actually like, you know, we're just taking answers, okay? Yes. Now, generally speaking, which comes closer to your opinion? First statement, bipartisanship is a good thing. When Republicans and Democrats come together, there is less gridlock and more gets done for the average person. We need more bipartisanship in government. And the second statement says, bipartisanship can be bad things. Republicans and Democrats have joined together on things like funding endless wars overseas and giving billions of dollars to pharmaceutical companies and corporations. We don't need more bipartisanship. Instead, we need more elected officials who are willing to clean house in government and fight for conservative principles.
Yes.
So, is that the one closer to your own opinion?
The second one,
thank you.
Yes.
Now, which of the following comes closer to your opinion about President Joe Biden? The first says, I am voting for Joe Biden over Donald Trump in November. The second says, while I strongly dislike Joe Biden and his policies, I'm voting for Donald Trump. I'm somewhat sympathetic towards him. His poor debate performance proves that he is too old and not capable of being president. And the last statement says, Joe Biden's debate performance proves what we knew all along. He has severe mental decline and has not been running the country. Biden should be ashamed of himself. And after Trump wins, he should prosecute Biden and his handlers for putting our entire country at risk and trying to fool the American people. So, out of those three statements, which one is closest to your opinion?
I'm voting for Donald Trump.
Okay, but from the three statements that I read to you, which one is closest to your opinion?
Well, Biden has to go. He's got Alzheimer's. He can't run the country. His wife and his crackhead son is running the country now, so.
Okay. Does that mean you are choosing the last statement?
Is that what you said? Yeah. Then I'd be choosing the last one.
Okay, you know what? Just to make sure, I'll go over again, okay? Just to make sure. I don't want to influence in your answers. The first statement says, I'm voting for Joe Biden over Donald Trump in November. That's the first one. The second one says, while I strongly dislike Joe Biden and his policy, I'm voting for Donald Trump. I am somewhat sympathetic towards him. His poor debate performance proves that he is too old and not capable of being president. That's the second. And the third says, Joe Biden's debate performance proves that we knew all along. He has severe mental decline and has not been running the country. Biden should be ashamed of himself after Trump wins, he should prosecute Biden and his handlers for putting our entire country at risk and trying to fool the American people. That's the last one. So,
the last
which one is...
The last one.
Thank you. Now, let's see. As you may be aware, okay, the race for Lake County property appraiser has been in the news recently. Current proper appraiser Carrie Baker qualified as a write-in candidate instead of a Republican candidate. Baker has not anticipated anyone else to run against him and decided to qualify as a write-in candidate so he wouldn't have to pay the $10,000 fee to run as a Republican. However, at the last minute, Mark Jordan, the brother of tax collector David Jordan, paid the $10,000 fee to run as a Republican. Now, in the November election for property appraiser, Mark Jordan will be Republican on the ballot and incumbent Kerry Baker will be a write-in candidate. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion? The first statement says, this was a dirty trick by Mark Jordan to steal the property appraiser's position from Kerry Baker. Jordan has been censored by the local Republican Party for his action and is being sued for this. And the second statement says, Mark Jordan, like any other Republican in Lake County, has a right to run for political office. Kerry Baker has just filed as a Republican and paid the fee. The two of them will have faced off in a primary and Republicans will have decided the election. Baker was trying to pull a fast one and had nobody but himself to blame.
I'm going to have to study that one. I can't answer. Okay. I don't know.
Okay. Got it. Now, if you knew the following statement, again, we appreciate your time. We're almost done. Now, if you knew the following statement about a candidate were true, will each make you more likely or less likely to vote for this candidate in the election for Florida State House? If each will make no difference, you could indicate that as well. The first, a candidate who has owned a small business in your community for 30 years. Will that make you more likely or less likely Okay. Would that be much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Much, much more likely.
Okay. How about a candidate who has been sued repeatedly for financial crimes, including stealing thousands of dollars from a college and refusing to pay for items purchased?
Not likely.
So does that mean less likely? Is that somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Much less likely.
Okay. How about a candidate who will prioritize law and order and has worked for sheriffs Peyton Greenell and Gary Borders?
Much more likely.
Much more likely. Okay. How about a candidate who is bankrolling his campaign by spending over $150,000 in an effort to buy a seat in state government?
Much less likely.
How about a candidate who, how about a candidate who says they are, quote, seeking power at the state level so I can return power to you at the local level? End quote.
Somewhat likely.
Somewhat less likely or somewhat more likely?
Somewhat maybe. I can't say somewhat less or like. I would have to check in.
Or no, would that make no difference for both
okay,
for a candidate
no
like that? Okay.
Make no difference.
Now, okay. How about a candidate who supports increasing property taxes by millions of dollars?
Less likely.
Much less likely or somewhat less likely?
Much less likely.
Okay. How about a candidate who is endorsed by a special interest group that supports businesses hiding illegal immigrants?
Not much less likely.
Much less likely. Okay. How about a candidate who has, how about a candidate who has criticized Governor DeSantis by suggesting that DeSantis is acting like a tyrant?
Much less likely.
How about a candidate who is endorsed by a special interest group that is the largest lobbyist for the big insurance companies who are responsible for skyrocketing home insurance premiums?
Much less likely.
How about a candidate who has served on the Elstic City Commission and will use that experience to hit the ground running in Tallahassee and deliver for your community?
I lost you.
Okay. How about a candidate who has served on the Elstic City Commission and will use that experience to hit the ground running in Tallahassee and deliver for your community?
Oh, much more likely.
Much more likely? Okay. How about a candidate who supports term limits for members of Congress?
Now, what was that again?
A candidate who supports term limits for members of Congress.
Much less likely.
Much less likely. Okay, how about a candidate who is endorsed by a group that spends hundreds of thousands of dollars electing Democrats?
Much less likely.
How about a candidate who only recently became a Republican, did not vote for Governor DeSantis in his first campaign, and did not support President Trump in the primary?
I'd almost have to talk to that person. I would say much less likely.
Much less likely, thank you. And what about a candidate who is a 35 years resident of Lake County and a lifelong conservative Republican?
Much more likely.
Okay. And last, how about a candidate who had a lien placed on their home in a separate instance was sued for not paying over $100,000 in rent?
Not paying rent?
That's what it says here. Let me read it back to you. It says, a candidate who had a lien placed on their home in a separate instance was sued for not paying over $100,000 in rent.
Much less likely.
Much less likely. Thank you. Okay. Now, just to finish, you will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
I'm very conservative.
Very conservative, thank you. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
Oh my gosh, that's a million years ago. That would have been high school.
High school, okay. High school graduate?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And again, thank you for your time. Now, do you consider yourself a pro-life or pro-choice on the issue of abortion?
Pro-life.
It's strongly pro-life.
Pro-life, yep.
Okay, thank you. Okay, then this concludes the survey today. Again, thank you. We really appreciate your answers and your time. Have a lovely evening.
Okay, now what was my score?
I don't have a score. Like I said, I don't have a score because your answers are confidential. We just send them, okay? It's just like I said, it's just a survey for democracy.
Okay, I haven't had a test since high school.
Okay, well, now you finally got one.
Yeah.
Okay, then. thank you for your time, and we appreciate your everything, okay?
Okay, and I'm 90 years old, and I do not have dementia.
Oh, no, don't worry.
Okay.
Have a lovely evening.
Okay, you too. Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.